Good evening, Indianapolis, Indiana.
It is obviously your friend Dan speaking to you on this Sunday evening, very close to 10 o'clock. I'm actually getting pizza delivered, so if you hear my phone go off during this podcast, don't be troubled. Don't be disturbed. It isn't one of my informants telling me about the cops. It's not my connection. I'm not rolling down that road. I'm okay. It's just pizza. I was thinking today about how, if I had one word to describe how I felt, really, as an American since 9/11, and if I'm, you know, if I really sort of break it down and I peer deeper into my own history and my own soul, I'd probably have to say before 9/11. Excuse me, I need a little drink of water. My throat is a bit hoarse. Yeah, so I feel like the phrase that describes America is mindfuck. I feel like maybe my whole life I've been involved in a giant mindfuck. Like, it all started with the whole let's open China to have the slave labor thing, and let's fucking hand out credit cards to every fucking mom so she can buy the fucking Velveeta fucking shit. And then it basically became, you know, the managed, you know, neo-Keynesian fucking monetarist bullshit economy of printing money, and you just got to keep printing money and ultimately keep those interest rates really, really low because this fucking economy can just take off and grow. It's always been a mind fuck. It's always been a fucking situation where every time you think you might have a corner on the truth, you're getting fucked again. Think about not just 9/11, but think about the recent revelation that there are these 28 pages. And again, this isn't a recent revelation. It's been known that there's been documents that have been kept secret, top secret, whatever, Q clearance level, since 9/11, referring to Saudi Arabia involvement in 9/11. And here's the thing. Whatever the truth is, this is also probably another mindfuck. You know, if we got the 28 pages and it told us that, you know, king and queen up the butt of Saudi Arabia decided that, you know, Muhammad had given them, you know, anal rectal decision-making plans to go do something fucking horrid. If we found that out, we found out one of our fucking allies, which we know to be a scumbag fucking ally, an ally that commits atrocities, an ally that commits lots and lots of human rights abuses. Saudi Arabia is not a good fucking place, and they're our fucking ally, purportedly, until recently. So let's say we got these 28 pages and they said that. What then? Do we pretend we didn't know this? Do we pretend we didn't kill millions of fucking people? The wrong fucking people? Okay, yeah, guess what? If we did finally reveal to the American people that it was fucking Saudi Arabia that attacked us on 9/11. What the fuck? How do we explain to all the families of people in Afghanistan, in fucking, you know, Iraq, everywhere where we burned or blew up, everywhere we droned or murdered? How do we explain the fucking torture? How do we explain all the fucking atrocities? It's all just a big mind fuck. And the thing is, it could be that this fucking secret 28 pages is just, like I said, another mind fuck, another fucking lie, another lie that we get fucking deluded by. Or it could be the truth, but not the whole truth. Just enough truth to fuck with us. I was reading today that the Chinese government had outlawed negative reporting on the Chinese economy. And as you all may or may not know, if you listen to my podcast or read my stupid blog, I have a dim view of the immediate future for China. The long-term future of China for China could be wonderful, but the immediate future, the next 5 to 10 years, I think are going to be pretty fucking rough. In fact, I think that there's a reasonably good chance that they could have a repeat of the Cultural Revolution, except for, you know, not quite as nice, and that's sarcasm. I think that Chinese society could fall apart, because the problem is that they've had a tremendous growth in wealth. they've had a tremendous growth in so many of the metrics of what we call modernity. The only problem with that is that they're suffering some major setbacks. And the other only problem with that is they still are predominantly a very poor society. Sure, they got hundreds of millions of people who think they're Americans, but they still have a billion people who are desperately fucking poor. And they've toxified their land, and they've done other things too to frankly make food production and access to clean water a big fucking question mark for all the billions of Chinese people. So here's the deal. So they passed a law saying you can't report negative economic news. And Japan, you know, after Fukushima, Japan did the same fucking thing. And Americans will look at that and say, holy shit, that's so terrible. But most Americans don't know what Operation Mockingbird is. Most Americans don't know that currently it's totally legal. It's totally okay for our government to pay journalists to lie to us. It is currently legal for our government to use propaganda against the American people on American soil. That is a relatively recent change to our quote-unquote law. I mean, I think we live in a lawless society, but whatever. Let's pretend. But yeah, you know, if you want to put on your imagination hat, your imagination hat, and think about this for a bit, or understand this reality, if you're willing to be a little bit creative and use a little bit of logic and common fucking sense, it's okay for our government to pay journalists. Here, in other countries, there was a German journalist who came out very recently in the last few months who basically said, you know, I was paid by the CIA to lie. Listen, this isn't make-believe, and yet most Americans pretend that when they turn on the fucking TV set and they listen to ABC News, NBC News, Fox News, that they're not being mind-fucked. But they're being you're being mind-fucked. We are all being mind-fucked. And now we've got this race between Donald Trump and fucking Hillary Clinton. And there are some people out there who are going to say, well, Dan, if you're not for Trump, you're for Hillary. Well, I'm really for neither one of these fucks. Donald Trump is really proud of being a bankruptcy expert. You know, there's this, you know, voice inside of me that's telling me, Dan, Donald Trump is very much the Obama of 2016. He's a giant fucking question mark. Yeah, people know who he is, but frankly, they know him as a buffoon, as a real estate schemer. They know him as a jackass. They've never considered him as a president of the United States. They know him as somebody who's been through many professional bankruptcies, who's been through many businesses that have had to be quote-unquote, I don't even know what the phrase for this is, managed during their collapse or you know, shut down or shuttered or something. I don't know. I mean, Donald Trump has made his living and has proven himself to be expert at working in the crony system. But how does anybody believe he's going to be the agent of change? Somebody whose success very much coincides with these very terrible trends in American economics. So it's a little bit strange, and I think it's another kind of mind fuck. And then you got fucking Clinton, fucking Hillary, telling us, you know, she's a woman and now it's her time. And I got to be honest with you guys, it's not just that she's looked like she's sick. I almost think it's worse than that. She's looked like she just doesn't give a shit. Like, I don't see any spunk in her. I don't see any excitement. I don't see any vigor. It looks like she shops at the same fucking place Mao Zedong did. She wears these ugly fucking pantsuits that look like a giant fucking umbrella pulled down around her. It's just ugly as fuck. So Hillary Clinton doesn't look good. She doesn't seem good. And maybe she is sick, but that's a separate topic. Like, maybe she's physically ill, like she has some disease. But the thing is, I kind of think, like, what if, you know, a year ago, and keep in mind, I thought it was going to be Bush versus Clinton because I thought that's how little respect the powers that be have for us. Like, I literally thought they were going to take the greasiest, nastiest fucking turds and shove them down our throats. It turns out that they had to give us a slightly less nasty turd in the form of Donald Trump. But the fact is, they still gave us, you know, pretty nasty turds. You know, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton. These are horrible options. They're all fucking nasty turds. I think Trump smells a little better because he seems kind of anti-neocon, kind of anti-banks. But that could all just be bullshit. He just brought a Goldman Sachs guy onto his team. It could be total fucking bullshit. And then I just saw, you know, this movie Civil War, you know, the movie about, you know, fucking Captain America versus Tony Stark. And listen, I don't want to give spoiler alerts, and I don't even know if this is my official review, but, you know, it too was kind of a mind fuck, because here you've got this movie that, like Winter Soldier, has a kind of anti-government message, if we're really honest. But at the same time, you've got this kind of very status message in all the fucking previews. All the fucking movies that are coming out are these kinds of, like, you know, hey, wouldn't it be funny if, like, you know, The Rock, you know, the body or whatever, the Rock, the body, if Dwayne Johnson was a geek in high school, but then he ended up being this really tough CIA guy and went back to his 20-year fucking reunion. You know, wouldn't it be cool to make blowing the fuck out of people with weapons cool? Oh, hey, look. Fucking Matt Damon, he's going to make another fucking Jason Bourne film. One mindfuck after another. One colossal mindfuck. And every time you think they're done fucking you. Every time you think they're done sticking some large object up your butt. Every time you think that all the cuts and all the fucking tears and all the things that have scarred your spiritual anus have started to heal. Every time you believe that, then they come along with giant fucking rusty chunk of rebar. And they fucking tell you about the 28 pages or the fucking Zika. And then you know a fucking another screwbally is coming. And if you don't know what a fucking screwbally is, fucking look it up on my blog. But it sounds like what it's spelled like, screw and bally. Like jubilee. Except for screwbalies are for rich people. Like in 2008... that was basically a screwbally. That's where we took a giant chunk of money that was gathered from all the poor people, and we put it into a catapult, and we launched it at the fucking rich people, because fucking Paulson, fucking, you know, Hank Paulson fucking said, hey, if you don't load your fucking catapult with a giant spooge bomb of cash, then, hey, it'll be like fucking martial law, dude, and we'll start killing fucking moms and pops and little kids and puppies. One mindfuck after another. And so, yeah, I do. I do feel like I live in mindfuck America. I don't think it's a republic. If it ever was a republic, it was in the history books. It stopped being one long before I was born. Sure, it might have seemed like we had free and fair elections while I was alive. It might have seemed like, you know, Carter and Ford and Nixon and Reagan, they all had free and fair elections. But, you know, looking back, I think it's all bullshit. I mean, I hold on to this fantasy because there's this version of Ronald Reagan I find interesting and intriguing. And sometimes I think of it as the version of Ronald Reagan, and I just got a text message, but I don't think my pizza people send texts, so, yeah. Anyways, there's this version of the Ronald Reagan story, like, before he was shot, you know, before he went to the hospital. And I can imagine that basically Reagan probably didn't want Bush as his running mate. And it was like, basically, hey, I'm fucking Reagan, and I'm a fucking good dude, and I've read my Ayn Rand, and I want to fucking free society and reduce the size of government and shit. But this Bush guy, this fucking neocon prick, he's a fucking ass, and they stuck me with him. So I wonder sometimes if Bush didn't fucking figure out a way to fucking just totally destroy Reagan's brain. Like, basically, he fucking got, you know, fucking, what's his name, you know, fucking, I don't know, fucking Hinckley, John Hinckley Jr., the fucking obsessive guy with Jodie Foster, because he watched Taxi Driver, so he thought he was Robert De Niro. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Bush. I mean, when you think about it, the CIA fucks. They're the ones who come up with those fucking movies to fucking pull people out of the woodwork, you know? They send a bunch of decent young American men and women to fight in some fucking war like Vietnam. They fuck their brains up. They turn them into killing machines. And then they fucking pull them in with fucking books like Catcher in the Rye and fucking movies like Taxi Driver. And so there's this Ronald Reagan before and a Ronald Reagan after. I know it's bullshit. I know it's rationalization. I know that Ronald Reagan was just as deep state fucking connected before as he was after. But like most of you, I do hold on to these little micro fantasies, these little pretend little mythologies, because I too want to keep my psyche intact. These are tough times. And you know, you just never know when you're going to get mind fucked.